This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I went and found this Garrett Wilson thing with Bart Scott yesterday on ESPN Radio. So I'm going to play you the question now.
Yeah, it's very important to play the question.
Important to know that there's 34 seconds of a question that precedes this.
So this is a CeeLo question?
This question is probably almost a minute long.
So, yeah, right. So there.
Also, it's a CeeLo question.
I didn't play because his answer's really long.
No, I know.
Or could have been a question like from one of the moderators last night in the vice presidential debate,
I suppose. Well, also, and Garrett Wilson put himself out, posted himself that he goes, I didn't just comment that. This was my answer to a long, drawn-out question.
He was.
So, yeah.
Now, the question I give you is still 17 seconds. There was another 34 on top of it. So, here you go.
Are you guys struggling with your identity and trying to find it? Because it feels like you guys try a lot of different stuff. You guys have a lot of good players, but sometimes when you have a lot of good players, it makes things discombobulated.
I don't think we do a lot of different stuff, you know, to be honest. You know, when I watch football on Sundays, I see a lot of teams run, mix it up and stuff like that. I don't feel like we do that. So I think we know our identity is just about going out and executing it, or figuring out whether or not it's going to work. I truly think that we are not trying. I don't think we're trying a lot of different things. I know personally, I haven't. You know, my route tree hasn't been what it's been on the last 2 years as far as the stuff I've been running and stuff. So, it's just about figuring out whether or not it's the right identity and if it's going to win games this year. You know, if it's going to do what we need it to do, give the defense the run support they need to be the best defense in the league.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, he's questioning the offensive coordinator 100%. 100%.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that.
What I hear is we don't do a lot of stuff. We do our stuff, but we don't do a lot of stuff. I watch a lot of football on Sunday. I don't see us doing that.
Yeah, and I can see how you hear it that way. The way I hear it is that Bart Scott saying that, are you struggling to find your identity because your guys are doing a lot of different things? And he's saying, no, we're not doing a lot of different things. We have an identity.
We just have to execute better.
Just remember, this is also a team that was trying to hire somebody that was going to be the Artie party is who it was going to be, to sit on top of Nathaniel Hackett to become a little bit more Arthur Smith is who it is.
Listen, I think
to me, it sounds like he's frustrated with the offense. Look, they had two good games where I thought they got better, and then they took a major step back this game, and the frustration on the field, ball dingers, breakdowns, all the different things that come out of this game against the Broncos. And then this comment here lead me to believe that, you know, it's like, what are we doing? How come all these other guys are running wide open? What are all these other teams doing offensively that we're not doing? And it sounds to me like he is questioning as to whether or not the offense is creative enough to get people open and to get him more involved.
Well, I mean, he also says in the answer, I think we have the right identity.
Mm-hmm.
Says that in the answer.
But he also says that he watched football on Sundays and we
right,
don't do
in
a
response
lot of those things.
In response to Bart Scott saying, I see you guys doing a lot of different things, and he's saying we're not doing a lot of different things. We already have our identity. You know, so, and I see other teams doing a lot of other different things, but this is what we're doing. We just got to execute it, and we have the identity. So, I don't know, but Garrett Wilson, he wouldn't have put out that video himself if what he was trying to say was interpreted the right way by Rich Cimini. He said, because he saw all that stuff in text, it looks terrible in text, and he's like, no, I didn't just say that. You need to have the context of the question here. Okay. If he wanted to put out there that he was pissed off by the offense and Nathaniel Hackett's a boob and whatever else, he could have very easily just let that stuff sit there. He didn't.
Well, I mean, like what I hear in that answer, he's questioning the offense and the creativity. That's what I hear in that answer.
Okay. Well, we disagree on
maybe,
it. But
maybe he's not mean-spirited about it. Maybe he's not really pointing it at anybody. But that I hear a frustrated, hey, I watch a lot of football on Sunday. We don't do a lot of stuff. I'm running a different route tree.
He wasn't running a different route tree.
No,
he said he was running the same route tree as he did the last couple of years.
He said he was running a different route tree from the last
couple of years. I thought at the end he was like, I've been doing this. It's been the same route tree.
What?
I could have sworn.
You know, I truly think that we are not trying. I don't think we're trying a lot of different things. I know personally, I haven't, you know, my route tree hasn't been what it's been on the last 2 years. As far as
my route tree hasn't been in the last 2 years. That's what I'm telling you. Does that change your mind?
No.
See, I hear both, honestly.
I hear a frustrated wide receiver. That's what I hear. And I hear, like, you know, and then when you go back to all these breakdowns and everything, because I saw all those, and you see the frustration on, you know, the body language, I guess, which we're not allowed to discuss for whatever reason. But yeah, the body language tells me we're frustrated.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.